I'm sorry about that. The newspaper is actually reminding me that today is International Women's Day. It's a very important day. And, now, you can imagine, she brought this on to my face. It was a lot more than usual. Yeah, so we're ready now.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, members of the media. Good morning, ministers, DGs, officials. Welcome to the Economic, Sexual, Employment and Infrastructure Development Cluster briefing, led by the chairperson of the Economic Cluster, Minister Gugiri and Quincy. He's joined by other ministers in the cluster, Minister Maurice Oyeflans, Minister Sergeni Sopana, Minister Lindley Zulu, and Minister Evans Patel. Over to you, Minister.
Thank you very much. Once more, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First time in Pretoria, and second time in this day, as again, for emphasis, that it's important for us to do our apologies, not to say we've got to trust people. We cast this very short message. Thank you for understanding this here, and we can also get into the figure as well. Secondly, that it is the National Women's Day today. I was watching in the news. Former Minister Lambert was also given this morning, letting the space for women to be recognized and work for high business. It's the case right now, and I think Minister, thank you very much for that. Yes, now we. This is full solar and budget each interaction with members of the United. We've gone through both the State of the Nation address, the budget speech by the minister, and now as a cluster we have the direct creatures. Now the SONA actually set out government programs. Particularly we are focusing here on economic sectors and funding and infrastructure development. So the president spoke and the emphasis was on the 9-point plan. Now, the 9-point plan constitutes the core of the program governance. And we are here to deal with some of the specific 9-point plan. The ministers, yes, I think, the deputy ministers also were sitting some of the behind me because some of the ministers are out of the country with the person who facilitated this discussion. We are here, therefore, to say, here is what the president said, this is what we're doing in terms of the 9-point plan. But secondly, the Minister of Finance provided the necessary resources for us to execute the program. So the 9.10 is just a reminder, it's revitalization of agriculture and agro-processing level chain. And this is a program which in fact So it's a very, very important, one of the most important points in the 9-point plan, and an effective implementation of the higher impact industrial policy action plan. Behind you sits the Deputy Minister of the had a discussion with the Minister before he left, and I asked him to ensure that the policy effects are coming through, so that we put in direct links to some of the details that we asked the members of the media. And then the unlocking the potential of small, medium, micro enterprises, cooperatives, township and rural enterprises. Very important. The ministers we have to meet, ministers of ones also here, all of us are here, we deal with those issues that relate to spaces where we're supposed to be performing in terms of diplomatic and high-quality elements that present in advance beneficiations and adding value to our mineral wealth. Again, we're here, members of the cluster, including the Director General of the also participate after your question we get responses to that just as possible. We don't want to go the growing oceans economy in tourism. Very important, you know this that we're going through Operation Pakistan in oceans economy and the Minister of Health. If of course
they take this advancing negotiation a second line.
Okay, so there was a hand in the front. Okay.
At what stage will we declare the drought a national disaster? Are there discussions underway given the debt and the other constraints? And what would it, if there is no plan to declare the drought a national disaster, what would have to happen for you to be persuaded to do so? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Over to you, Minister.
I do believe that the member is aware that I was invited twice in the FOPA and attended those meetings. And I have been invited to the Portfolio Committee on Labor. I think it was back when I was briefing the committee on the UIF amendment. So I can't just pass there. I'm not a member of the Portfolio Committee, but I attend there based on the invitation by the chairperson. So I have attended. Because I was invited. And secondly, on the issue of Mr. McKinney, firstly, I must say there was an investigation of which I was not really informed about it, except when there was a draft report that was submitted to me. And later, I formed a task team to further investigate those issues because the first report that was given to me was really didn't have facts then, but also when you look at the NEDLAC report from 2009 to 2015, there was no indication that there was a national session of us. That's why I had to advise the study group that they have to go through those NEDLAC reports. But at the same time, what has happened is that the investigation report was given to us to investigate. If they use the criminality, then they have to take that responsibility. And in terms of the constitution of this country, a person is innocent until proven otherwise. So that's what I'm waiting for. If there's a criminality on that one, then that's what has to take the action. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister. Oh, let me welcome them as a panelist. Thank you very much. Yeah, on this question, the shifting the land landscapes from 1915. Well, the problem has several locations. It was not just the time, I don't know what. I think this must have been the third year planning, the president making this comment when opening the house, National House of Traditional Labels. So it has to come forward to formally acknowledge the city council
deals with the 15 billion that has been allocated by individual stakeholders within agriculture. And in our debate with them, the view was not to get it from government, but is to look at different ways we can be able to assist certain farmers. Hence, we have approached the IGC that has promised to put aside half a billion times to assist farmers with soft loans and land bank. But also, another view was put that maybe we need to approach it further where they can send solidity in some of the indebtedness of farmers not that there was demand from governments of simply UN. It was clear that in the climate different bombs, and those discussions are taking place, and we have constant meetings with the stakeholders who are exposed to that. On the second question, on what would take to make me understand that it is rational to declare a national, this South is a national disaster. This view has been tended by one of the political parties, not taking into account the fact that what they have seen recently, as we are doing, estimates of costs that would tell us how much we will be able to order or to import in terms of rate. And the results have been growing positive because the latest estimate was that we'll be able to cover 7.2 million tons, and that would expose us to 1.2 white maize and 2.7 yellow maize. And we're continuing with those estimates because the rain patterns have been worse. So whether then that will call for a natural disaster being called when the results are that there have been changes since January 10th of rain patterns. And the other one is that if we were to do that, the banks would reduce exposure in agriculture in terms of their lending going forward. And therefore you are running the risk that when you need them to come on board for forward investment, that would take time to go forward. But this voice, unfortunately, has not been put up by those who are involved in agriculture, like organizations, because we do meet with them regularly. By the way, we are in a program as a department of visiting provinces that are hard to hit in fire. But in most of them, things have grown, and thanks to the Department of Land Development and any other organizations. Yesterday I met with Give of the Givers, and they gave me what they have been doing more with others in assisting farmers and communities to deal with this drought. And we're worried about the coming winter. So there are plans to deal with that. I don't think that a national disaster would assist more than us doing work now to make sure that, because in most of the areas, even in Western Cape, only two municipalities were declared by the province as disaster. It is the case in many, except in the six provinces that were declared as such. But other areas have been badly exposed to high disaster levels, high drought levels. So I don't think the debate would be whether we declare national or what, but it's what we do in assisting farmers, and I can assure you, those farmers are getting the ear of government as well, sitting in the NC and were raising their ears. By the way, they have met with the deputy president and the group of guys from Great South Africa. So their views are well taken care, and they know that.
Deputy Minister, Muslim. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think on the question of the VLFL, Impala Platinum is the company that is engaging government on this work. Thank you very much.
Was that in response to my question? Forgive me, my question wasn't on. In the statement, there's a specific figure given and a specific project. So I wanted to know, what is this about? A little bit more on that. And I thought, is this the fuel cell thing that government has been talking about or not? So thank you very much, Dr. Minister Sina, but it, just to say it's not Impala, I mean, it's not helping me. Specifically, what is this project about this?
Minister, if you could just allow the minister to respond.
If you could also give details of what the 16 billion compounds, a lot of stock, a lot of costs. I just want to have a breakdown if you don't mind, thanks.
Okay, is that fine, Minister?
Yes. Our understanding is that farmers are worried more about their ability to plant come the next season. And the fact that they are highly indebted to different banks, as we have said to ATC and lending, can we assist farmers where possible? Make sure that the kind of loans are such that it will not further expose them to anything. The 1 billion rand put aside by government to assist in the drought will also come handy. But the debate is ongoing. Yes, the issue is about loss of stock.
But must remember that agriculture is not only exposed to this kind of drought. The highest cost that farmers are incurring is due to the fact that most of the input that we need in agriculture are imported. You speak of fertilizer, you speak of tractors, you speak of most of those things, and you speak of that our farmers are less protected by government than they were beyond before 1994. When we opened the sector to other participation and also took away those covers, like we would have the maize board, all those things, those would cushion the situation. Right? And I hope that as we debate this drought, we're not looking at the drought, but we're looking going forward, what we do to make sure that as a country we're better placed in dealing with this. Changing the methods of killing, changing the, doing more in terms of finding local reservoirs that will stand the drought conditions. So I think that as a department we're thinking beyond, and I think we have got a buy-in now with the participants that we need to do things more smarter, as informed by COP21 as to what must be done, the issues of mitigation, adaptation, how do we make sure that we use better methods, and how we use water. The fact that we have got lesser heritage, that is under irrigation, this is also a risk, because if we would have had more maize production and others, and how to incentivize farmers to produce a grain like a wheat is also a challenge, because half of our wheat is important irrespective of whether there's rain or not.
No, thank you very much, Chair. I was just seeking clarity in terms of the specific question. There is a current discussion, as you know, that there will be an SEZ in Musina district. We are currently in discussion with one of the Chinese investors in the sector around metallurgical technology, steel and mining construction sector, who are going to be investing there this amount of money. That's, those are kind of discussions, but at this point, because we have not concluded stakeholder engagement, we are unable to give full details of this particular project.
The last one was on land reform budget law. Yeah, I remember that the Minister of Finance, as well as the President, of course, both, and the ministers who spoke during the debate, all of them indicated that we have to spend within our means. And therefore, we have to do a lot of reorganization and rationalization of the budgets. So it is not something really that is not as a result of the global economic situation and we find ourselves in. It is something that all of us as government departments are supposed to do. We will then have to plan according to the money that we have for as long as we're going through the situation we're in right now. Thanks very much. Welcome, Minister, Ministers Education, Higher Education, and Minister Clay. Mr. We don't have you can see. Thanks very much. You'll respond from where you are. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Can we give Pretoria an opportunity to ask questions? Yolisa, over to you. Okay, thank you. Can we give Ketsa an opportunity to ask questions? Mbola, have questions? Okay.
Hi, thank you very much. It is a follow-up question and a question for clarification. Minister Zokwana, did I hear you correctly when you said 6 provinces have been affected by the drought? I thought it was only 5, and it is 6 now. Which one is the latest? AgriSA, GrainSA, and a whole other range of farming businesses like AgriBiz have been on public record calling on governments to declare a national disaster. Those are organizations directly involved with the agriculture sector. And I just wanted to find out how far are discussions, because, for example, the drug task team had requested government to help assist in paying farm workers up to 1,000 rand a month. Where are those discussions? There has been a request also from the ground task team, which has brought everyone together, including government departments and the IEC and various other organizations, that there should be surety. How far is that process? There is a concern that farmers will be in very difficult position come August when a series of loans are due. There are issues that were raised under the National Credit Act, so that extension of loans, for example, would not be possible. Where are these discussions? Thank you.
Okay, there was another question up there. Please identify yourself.
My name is Bulilani. I'm from LABC. Just a question to, a follow-up question to Minister Ngwindi. On this view that was aired by the President last week on the land claims, has there been groundwork that has been done with regard to that? And whether would that be something that has been department to support? And just a last question to Minister Olifande, just an update with regards to the issue of a minimum wage. When can we expect finality on that? Thanks.
Thank you.
Just on the expected rise in food prices, we know that your average basket of food went to see quite a steep increase, according to the Agriculture Market Research Council. And then also, I think last week, the chicken producers alone were saying that they're expecting like your average 2 kilogram bag of chicken to go up. Well, they're expecting to ask 7 rand more for that. And, you know, is government concerned about this? And are you going to be appealing to retailers to not pass this on to the consumers?
Thank you. Minister Somandi, just so you don't feel left out. I was at Stellenbosch University last night, and all was calm and wonderful, and learning was taking place. Are we making progress in the higher education sector? How far are we with all the falling taking place? Thank you.
Just a follow-up on the food inflation at chicken, specifically with regard to AGOA, the first American imports are coming in. My understanding is that at least 50% of that imports is going to go to your sort of previously disadvantaged communities. So, I'm just trying to figure out what basis will they be encouraged to pass on or not to pass on the added cost to the consumer? I mean, is it something they need to kind of like regulate so that I suppose there was some interest they want to make as much profit or money as they possibly can, and they want to sell their quota of chicken that they get at the highest price. But now, given the rising concession, how are we going to kind of balance sort of these competing needs? The second thing, please, just a point of clarity, on page 6 again, the second paragraph, the second instance, third instance, exploration of share activities. This is something new to me. My understanding is that this is still, it hasn't been decided yet. Can you indicate to us if this like going to commence in the media that seems the final? Who are the licensed, who are the people that have been given the exploration licenses? How many exploration licenses have been approved at this stage? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And there are no more questions from Petson, as I understand it. I just want to get an indication, Lisa, are there any questions for Victoria?
No questions, Victoria, thank you.
Okay, those were the final questions. Over to you, Minister.
Thanks. One of the provinces, KZN was the first province to declare even there partially as a drought. And then the whole province was declared as such. Limpopo was northwest state. Western Cape and other provinces like the Eastern Cape only declared part of their provinces, and those processes are still under verification, because after declaring you have to ensure that that has been verified to meet the requirements thereof. On the issue of loans, as to where the loans will how the loans will be covered, as I said earlier, in our discussion with the commodity organizations, the view was that what they claim to constitute the 16 billion rands that they were looking for would can be met if the government can, working with IDC and Land Bank and others, make sure that the banks, the farmers are assisted going forward in terms of making sure that the loans are extended and that they are ready to plant come the next season. Yes, we let me say that we do have a committee that does a coordination of this drought, comprising of the organizations like Agribusiness and Grains of Africa and others. They meet on a regular basis. Our understanding with them is that we need to ensure that we assist farmers. First, what we did, we assisted the smallholder farmers because we use the funds that are there to assist them. Where we because of that, they will not be able to plant for this for the coming season. Therefore, there is a broader debate, and I'm still believing that we are working with them in a way that would make us a shield and also assist each and every farmer going forward. Well, I'm aware of the fact that the Western Cape provincial government has used their allocation for the purposes that were mentioned, where they assisted farmers to pay their farm workers. Those debates are still ongoing because we have to make sure that funds are used properly. By the way, the 1 billion rand of surplus is not only for us, but we need to agree with the farmers as to how to use it going forward, because of to sustain that farmers are on the farms and able to plant come the coming seasons. The debate about food prices is true. We do have, as you have said, NAMAC is doing our food price analysis so that we guard against. And I agree with you, we need to make sure that retailers don't take advantage of the current situation we're in. Because according to that, our main stocks will last us until April and some later than that. So, but of course, there is a panic because but already plans have been made to make sure that the importation of maize will be done properly through a transmit agreement that they've got capacity to take that and be able to process the processes. So there should be no fear that there will be no feed for livestock or maize for food for human beings. And the issue of combating needs, yes, of course, we need to guard against that so that people are not overexposed. On the issue of chicken, I would not say that the arrival of the American chicken pieces will assist. I'm not going to debate that at this juncture. But it will, of course, guarantee that there will be chicken in the shops. And maybe that can also balance us because one of them will cause prices to go up is the increase in chicken feed. So hopefully we will not see a situation whereby, and I think the point that there is a possibility of chicken going up by 7% or 7 rand. So we will take care of that. But remember, at home we're also dealing with the issue of brining, which is also a challenge that when you buy that cooking of chicken pieces, a 0.5 of that may be water and salt. But debating that we're trying to put it down because it's really part of what we believe put people who buy it, I mean, especially our poor people would, like myself, would buy that pint of chicken and end up having only 1.5 and what would be meat.
Thank you very much, Chef. On the finality on the national minimum wage, there are two critical issues that are still debated by the customs, particularly the wage inequality customs. The issue is the level at which the minimum wage should be set, and also there is a request by business that particularly organized labor and the community must indicate whether they are going to be exclusions or exemptions. So immediately when they agreed on those two issues, then we'll be able to say, then how are we going to go forward? Because there should be also amendments on the legislation, particularly when it comes to the basic conditions of employment and the Labor Relations Act. But also we have said the task team must also indicate when we are intending to implement the minimum wage, then after that, that's when we will say then we'll be able to conclude it by when. But for now, we can't say when are we going to conclude it. It will depend on the social partners, whether they agree or not, particularly in terms of the vicar and the issues of the exclusion. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Minister. Yani, I must say that I was really enjoying my piece together with my two colleagues. And I was going to write this in my memos, you know, as my first press conference. I wasn't asked the question. And instead, I hope that you're going to pose a question to my colleague, the Minister of Agriculture, to comment about the outcome of the pirate cases you started here last Saturday. No, anyhow, thank you. No, there is lots of progress. Actually, the virtually all our universities are hard at work with their academic programs at the moment. But of course, I'm concerned about TUT, the Tshwane University of Technology, that because of disturbances, they've had to close those two campuses in Soshanguve and ask the students to leave, as well as UNISA. We are in engagement with the management there and other stakeholders, really urging them and asking them the question, why can't they find a solution? Because we're concerned. We end of the month for most of our universities would be halfway marked for the first semester. And we're really trying our best to make sure that even those institutions are actually back at are back being functional. But we are quite we welcome the progress that has been made thus far. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister. On the question by the SABC. No, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier on, that since the President made these statements in the House, National House of Traditional Leaders, this is the third time, as I said earlier on, this matter has not been brought forward for any action, neither by the President nor by the Minister of COCT. So remember, this is not a departmental program, it's a government program. If President makes an announcement in the National House of Traditional Leaders, the minister there, you know, would report to government. So the matter has not been brought to us, in a sense. So there's nothing to say other than that. On the exploration, would you want to comment? No, look, on the exploration, let's just, I would like to say that the matter is really under discussion. So let's wait until we get a conclusion on the matter, and then we can definitively speak to it. I really feel that we will leave it at that at the moment. But
Minister, sorry, I've went with what was contained in the statement, and it seems very definitive. So.
Discussion that is going on. You know, remember the minister recently went to the Karoo last month with his team, including the director general and the president, quite a team. They went over there and they had discussions with communities there as well. They went to Credo, and there were discussions there, and that's why I'm saying for now let's leave the matter as it is. So that there is a definitive and a conclusive report that comes from government on the matter through the department. All right, let's just leave it at that. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Minister, there's one more question. Are you prepared to take the question? Minister?
We're going to say now request Minister Patel to just get a roundup on the infrastructure, those infrastructures and cross cut across all of the things that we've been talking about. just for him to give us an overview of that. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. A conspiracy between Linda and the chairperson of the cluster is an unusual and cruel thing. I think during some of the debate, quite a lot of information was put into the public domain on infrastructure. The highlights perhaps to focus on, if we're spending more than R1 billion per working day on infrastructure, if you look at the last 12 months, the period that we're looking at, the infrastructure program accounted for R290 billion of expenditure. Now that would be for your roads and ports, renewable energy, the housing program, water and sanitation, but also social infrastructure, higher education, basic education, and so on. That's an extraordinary amount of money that is certainly one of the key reasons why we haven't gone into recession. So the role of infrastructure as a countercyclical pressure in the economy, if you like, as a contribution to maintaining growth, has been very important. And I think what we did in the solar debate is we indicated some key outcomes to that program. 100,000 houses built. Even in a period when there's been enormous pressure on budgets across the board, we've been able to collect in the last 12 months 265,000 new homes to the energy grid. There's been, that's roughly equivalent to 1,000 homes Monday to Friday, 52 weeks a year that's connected to the energy grid. And we did that for a range of areas. And I think it's important that be seen as not only responding to social needs, but also as a countercyclical effort. In the period ahead, there's a number of new major infrastructure projects where we've done work on funding, on environmental impact assessments. I see my colleague, Minister Molewa, just came in a few minutes ago. Getting water use licenses, other regulatory approvals and so on. So over the next few weeks, we'll be able to say a little bit more in detail, but I think the good news is we're now confident enough that we've resolved most of the key challenges for the next big phase of mega projects to come on stream. Of course, as we do this, as we look at Clan William, as we look at the N2 Wild Coast, and you'll see some of the details in the printed paper that we've given, the N3, the Macaulay Crocodile Water Augmentation Program, that's the big water pipeline that's going to push water into Lephalale. As we do that, it's also important lessons from the current infrastructure program. How to contain costs, how to keep the schedule, and that's going to be a big focus of our work now, not only to cut the ribbons on the new programs, but also to see that some of the lessons are incorporated in there. So overall, Chairperson and members of the media, I think what we've seen in infrastructure is a maintenance of the high levels of spending and investment. Minister Gordon, in his budget speech, particularly drew attention to the importance of infrastructure and to the need to maintain spending, and he announced the figures for the MTF period, for the Medium Term Expenditure Framework period. So you'll see a greater focus in the period ahead on getting new projects on stream and taking the lessons of, because infrastructure is like a school. You're learning all the time. You make mistakes, you've got to incorporate that in your new programs. So I think broadly, it's acted to stabilize the economy, and I hope that's anticipated Linda's question. I can see Linda's not completely covered.
If I could ask you, in your annual report, you mentioned strengthening competition authorities. What's in the pipeline on that regard? Thanks.
I've got a budget speech coming up. I've got to be able to say something to attract the media to the budget speech. I invite you to the budget speech.
That's all. Thanks very much. Minister, welcome. Now, SABC, thank you very much for showing the beautiful model for one household, one sector. It was really nice. You showed it on Saturday, you showed it last night again. Thank you very much. And the meeting is over. Thank you.
Thank you for attending. Thank you, ministers.